This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Standing by its new national security law that took effect June 30th, China has continually pushed back against countries who have criticized the measure and is now raising the stakes with Canada for its role in providing refuge for Chinese residents who flee to the North American country. The Chinese ambassador to Canada wants the Trudeau government not to grant asylum to Hong Kong. Ambassador Zhang Peiwu branded pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Canadian Foreign Minister François-Philippe Champagne called Zhang's statement, quote, totally unacceptable and disturbing, end quote. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden planned to hit the campaign trail again Friday with visits to three battleground states after displaying their sharply contrasting styles in dueling televised town halls Thursday night. Mr. Trump lags in opinion polls, and latest figures from his campaign show he's also behind in fundraising in the final weeks before the November 3rd election. As the candidates return to the trail, a record 21.2 million Americans already have voted, according to the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. About 136.6 million people in total voted in the 2016 election. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday it was now time to prepare for a no-trade deal Brexit unless the European Union fundamentally changed course, bluntly telling Brussels there was no point in talking anymore. A tumultuous, quote, no-deal, quote, finale to the United Kingdom's five-year Brexit crisis would sow chaos through the delicate supply chains that stretch across Europe, the EU, and beyond, just as the economic hit from the coronavirus pandemic worsens. From Washington, this is VOA News.